They didn't like this one, it's number 285. I was wrong, I think it was. And a chief manager, he's going to be the total of the way, number 58. This is what I'm looking for.
We are the poor kingdom land, changing by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. There to stand like Joshua, there to save the world. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. When the dark red sea of doubt billow in our way, then be parted every wave, so we will today. There to stand by Joshua, there to save the world. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Just before us Jordan rolls, just across the way, we can safely trust the Lord. He shall lead today. There to stand by Joshua, there to save the world. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord.
Bow with me, please. Our great God and Father who art in heaven, we give thanksgiving to Thee because You have given us safe passage to come here tonight, that You've brought us together to study Your Word and to look into the truth of Your Word and the church as it was in the first century when it began, as You laid the foundation, the chief cornerstone being Jesus, and watched it grow and nurtured it and built it up in faith. Father, we are interested to study the attacks on the church and the difficulties that they went through, for we certainly feel attacked and vulnerable today in a lot of ways. But the truth of Your Word always stands out. It always holds up and is always proven true. We thank You, Father, for the time we have to build up each other on our most holy faith as we study Your Word together and seek to come to a better understanding of Your revealed Word. We thank You for preserving it as You've done. And we have faith that we have the truth, that we have the mind of Christ revealed to us. And His mind was to serve You, to accomplish all of Your good works and save us from our sin. We thank You, Father, for the plan You put in place and reveal to us what You did and how You did it. And we thank You, Father, for the provisions You've made that we not be eternally lost, but that we can be one with You and have a relationship with You. And Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is real, that He is Your only begotten Son, He the Son of the living and true God. And we believe that He came and lived among us in the flesh and accomplished Your good works, devoting His life to obedience that no man had ever done before, to be perfectly obedient to Your Word, so that He could sacrifice Himself and be that sacrifice on the cross for our sins, that we could lay our sin upon Him as You laid all responsibility for sin on Him, so that when He died, it might be forgiven by His shed blood. Father, we know that these things did not just seem to happen, but that they did happen, and that they are the basis for our salvation, for your plan that you laid before the foundation of the world, that Jesus would accomplish those things and be received back to heaven, where he would open up the gates and allow us to be with him and you forever and ever. We're thankful, Father, for these studies that reinforce our faith, that bring us up and teach us so that we may grow and be more confident. And when we face untruth and error that is taught in the world, that we will have confidence to stand on your truth and believe that that will save us and it will save those that we teach. We pray, Father, that you'll be with those who hear us, who respond to the truth of the gospel as we present it. And we pray, Father, that you would bless them to enjoy the same salvation you've afforded us. We're mindful, Father, that even one here tonight may be sensitive to the message that will be spoken in a few moments. And we pray, Father, that that heart will be tender and open and receive the truth and the encouragement that comes from Brother Bob's lesson. We pray, Father, that you would help us to take what we learned tonight in class and in this lesson and in the songs and in the prayers and take it with us so that it will drive us to be faithful and true to your word that is faithful and true to us. We thank you, Father, for the health that you've given each one of us, and we pray for those who are not as healthy, who need help of yours, and then those that are ministering to them. We pray for your guiding hand, that they may be fully recovered as soon as possible. For those who are traveling, we ask for a safe journey, that they may return to us again. But in all things, Father, keep us through this life. Watch over us and care for us. Hold our hand tightly as we pull close to your side and walk with you through this life, through the good times and the bad, looking forward to the time that we can be with you in eternity, with aside from all temptation and living forever in your glory. And we pray these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening. Have you had your parents or guardian or grandparents say to you, "What is the problem?" Have you been asked that? Well, what that really means is, "What is your problem?" So let's check on that again. Let's try that again and think about it. What is the problem with life? What is the problem with my life, your life? Why in the world, and you can make a blank, why in the world does you fill in the blank? Think on these things for a few minutes. Notice the drawing on the board here. Have you had thoughts or heard of thoughts? People say, "Why can't we just relax a little? Why can't we just maybe trick someone a little bit, say a mild insult or a mild word, or tell a white lie to keep me or someone else from facing consequences?" In contrast, if you check in your Bible now at Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 8, Colossians 3, 8, "But now you yourselves are to put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." And next, we notice in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, let's look at the last half of verse 15. "Lest any root of bitterness springs up, causing trouble, and by this many become defiled." What? What is the problem that is mentioned here? Look at what happens in the first verse, in verse 14. Here's a backup here. Look at verse Hebrews 12, 14, through the first part of verse 15. "Pursue peace with all people in holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone should fall short of the grace of God. And what happens when you fall short of the grace of God? You become a root of bitterness that can spring up and cause problems. Before, we studied about a branch that was not producing fruit, and it gets cut off. But recently, I just had the thought of thinking about, well, what happens from the root level when we don't have good roots? I would like for us to read from Philippians, the fourth chapter, next.